and they saw this stuff all over the grass. And they asked the question, what is it? And so it became known as manna, and manna means, what is it? And so the Israelites ate, what is it? You know, have you ever been to somebody's house and saw the food and what is it? What is it? Now, most of the places we go, we know what it is. All right. Amen.
Welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today as we continue our series titled, What We Have is a Failure to Communicate, with the first half of part three, A Hard Head. So please open your Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 1 through 36, as we rejoin Dr. Glaze for the first half of A Hard Head.
With our series entitled, What We Have Here is a Failure to Communicate. What we have here is a failure to communicate. And we're going to be looking at portions of Exodus 16 this morning, but we're going to start off specifically with verse 28. That's going to be our scripture text. Exodus chapter 16 and verse 28. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? God is asking Moses a question here, not only directed toward Moses, but to all the children of Egypt, Israel. He's saying, how long is it going to be before you guys start listening to what I tell you to do? And so the title of our message is today, and I'm going to let you finish the title, is A Hard Head. And I'm going to let you finish that. And for some of you that don't know how to finish it, you may want to talk to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, how do you finish that title? Amen. A hard head, a hard head. God said to Moses, how long do the people refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? How many of you know today that a hard head will get you in trouble? A hard head, when you don't listen, it oftentimes comes back on you. If you don't pay attention, if you don't listen, if you don't receive instruction from others, you can find yourself going through great difficulty because you didn't listen. I remember on one occasion, I was going to buy this old clunker of a car, and I asked my wife to come along with me. And this was in the summertime. I mean, it was hot. It was humid outside. And some people, you know, heat is just not agreeable with. And so we went out to look at this car and looked on the lot. And the guy said, oh, sure, go ahead and take it out for a test drive. And he said, the only thing I need to tell you about this car is that the gas gauge is broken. I said, okay, that's fine. You know, I'm thinking that, okay, you know, you got a car here that's being tested. I'm sure that you're going to keep it gassed up for people to be able to test drive. So we're driving, and, you know, we're looking at the needle, and the needle's all the way over there laying on E. And my wife said, do you think we need to stop and get some gas? And I said, no, we don't need to get any gas. I said, man, they wouldn't let us test drive the car if it didn't have gas in it. So she said, well, are you sure about that? I said, yeah, I'm sure. So we're riding, and we ride right past the gas station. She said, you could pull in there and just, you know, just put in 50 cents or a dollar, just get some gas. I said, no, we'll be all right. This was over in Hazelwood. So we're coming down this steep hill in Hazelwood on the 2nd Avenue, and all of a sudden, car cut off. I mean, it just stopped. And, you know, I'm sitting there, and I was doing like one of these, because I didn't want to look at my wife. I'm doing like this. I said, oh man. So I get out, and I'm gonna go call the people at the car lot. I don't have their number. I don't even know, you know, no number or anything at all. Get to a phone right there at 2nd Avenue in Hazelwood, and the phone, you know, sad to say, some people are destructive. Phone was torn all out of the wall and everything. Saw another phone, that one was tore up. Went to one, and there was somebody in there, and man, they was on there for 15 minutes. All the time, you know, my wife sitting in the car. not running, no AC, just sitting there. And we waited and waited, and finally we were able to get some gas. But the message that I got out of that is that a hard head, a hard head. See, when you don't want to listen, sometimes it causes you more confusion and more trouble, you know, especially if it's somebody that know what they're talking about. You know, if a parent tells a child something, you know, I don't think that parents are just saying things because they want to sit around and just make up a bunch of stuff to tell their kids so that they can have something to say. I think that many parents, when they share with their children, they share from their heart because they love them and because they want the best for them. And they know that if you will just halfway listen to what I'm trying to tell you, that you're going to save yourself a lot of heartache. You're going to save yourself a lot of trials. You're going to save yourself a lot of tribulation. And so that's what we see in our text today. And as we look at the background of the passage, we see here that the Israelites journey south from Egypt, and they were going to Mount Sinai. And as they were traveling, guess what? Just like any of us, we begin to run out of supplies. We begin to run out of food. So the Israelites began to get low on food. And so the people began to murmur because they thought they were going to starve to death. Look at verse 3. And the children of Israel said unto them, would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. They thought they were going to starve to death. Now, they had just seen God part the Red Sea. They had just seen the 10 miraculous plagues in Egypt. And now they get out here, and they think they're going to starve to death. So the Lord now, he responds to this cry by giving them bread from heaven. And this bread from heaven was called manna. And that word manna comes from the Hebrew expression manhu, which means, what is it? Now, the phrase originated that when they got up the first morning after God had promised them this manna, that they went out and they looked on the ground and they saw this stuff all over the grass. And they asked the question, what is it? And so it became known as manna, and manna means, what is it? And so the Israelites ate, what is it? You know, have you ever been to somebody's house and saw the food? And what is it? What is it? Now, most of the places we go, we know what it is. All right. Amen. But so they see this manna sitting there. Now, look at the description of manna. Manna was and this is what the scripture says, a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. So it was like a frost. You ever get up in the morning and you see like the dew, you know, on the ground, or even, you know, better yet, when we go out and see the frost on our cars, the car windows. The Bible said this manna was like this frost that just laid upon the ground. Little thin wafers that laid upon the ground, and it was said to be white like coriander seed, and coriander was a herb, and it said it was to have the taste like a wafer with honey. So it was kind of had a sweet taste to it. And every morning, they would get up and they would go and they would have manna to eat, bread from heaven to sustain them. And God blessed them with this manna. So that was the background of the passage. Now, there were certain laws that God gave with this manna. And so we have the laws of manna. This is something that I came up with. The laws of manna. We have the law of measure. The law of measure. And what did the law of measure say? It basically said this, that it was gathered in amounts so that every person had a proper proportion. All right? Every person had a proper proportion. Now, stay with me now. I'm doing some teaching now, but we're going to get to the preaching in a second because I got something powerful I got to show you. All right? The measure of manna. Look at this. Verse 16. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for those who are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more and some less. And when they did measure it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. So everybody was able to eat and feel to some degree full. That some people might have gathered more, and this is amazing. The Bible says that those who gathered more, that when they ate, they had enough. And when those who gathered less, when they ate, they had enough. And so everybody was filled. So that was the law of measure. Now, the second law is the law of mourning. It had to be gathered early in the morning because it would melt in the heat of the day. Verse 21. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun came up or became hot, it melted. So when the sun came up, all this manna, this thin, frosty wafer that was laying on top of the ground, that they had to go pick it up in the morning, because as the sun rose, if they didn't get it, whatever was left out there, it melted. The law of mourning. The law of what I call methodology. And there are two laws of methodology. The first method was the first law. They could only take enough for one day, and they were not to leave any for the next day. They were just to gather manna for one day, and that was it. Look at verse 19. And Moses said, let no man leave it till the morning, to the next day. So whatever they got, they were just to leave there, and they weren't supposed to take enough for 2 days. They were only supposed to take enough for one day. That was the law. That's what God told them. Just take enough for one day. The second law of methodology is that there would be no manna on the seventh day. That 6 days, God said, I will provide manna. And on the seventh day, there will be no manna. Look at verse 25. And the Lord said, eat that today, for today is the Sabbath unto the Lord. Today you shall not find it in the field. You won't find it. You can go out there and look for it, but you won't find it. The law of methodology. And then the final law is what I call the law of maintenance. And that is that manna would be provided to sustain them in the wilderness until they entered the promised land. Somebody said, when did the manna stop? The manna stopped when they entered the promised land. Look at verse 35. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. And they did eat manna until they came into the borders of the land of Canaan. So they ate the manna until they came to the promised land. And when they came to the promised land, the manna was over. It stopped. Just as quick as God started it, he stopped it when they came in. Now, this is my point. My point is that the Israelites did not listen to God. They didn't listen. I don't know, as you can go back and read this chapter for yourself, but I don't know how much more plainer God could have made it. You know, this is the guidelines for this manna. This is what you need to do. And we see that there are examples of them not listening with their heart. And that's what we're talking about really today. You know, when you listen to somebody, you've got to listen with your heart. And you know what, a lot of times, and I have to raise my hand, and I don't know if others here will be honest, and I don't want you to raise your hand, but I have to raise my hand, and I just have to say that sometimes I might not be a good listener. You know, sometimes I'll just go ahead and say, not might, I'll take the might out of it. Sometimes I'm not a good listener. And so my challenge to you today is, how can we all become good listeners? The title of our series is, what we have here is a failure to communicate. And we see, even in the lives of the people of Israel, that we have two examples that they didn't listen with their heart. Two examples that they didn't listen with their heart. If you look at your notes, we see where it says examples of not listening with the heart. Example number one, and that is violation of the first law of methodology. Now, what was the first law? The first law said there's only enough for one day, and they weren't to leave any for the next day. Verse 20 says this, notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left it until the morning. So now he already said, don't try to take any for the next day. And you know, I don't know what kind of people were in the crowd, but there were some that was going to test it, and they took some and tried to hold it over to the next day. And the scripture says, and it bred worms, and it stank, and Moses was wroth or angry with them. Well, why was he angry? Because God said, only take enough for that day. Don't try to take enough for 2 days. Just take enough for 1 day. They violated the law of the first methodology. The second thing, they violated the second law of methodology, which basically said what? That there's not going to be any on the Sabbath day. Don't go look for any. Don't go try to get any manna on the Sabbath day. But we see once again, verse 27. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day to gather it, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? Look, don't take enough for 2 days. Just take enough for one. Disobedient. Many of them, day 1 through 6, taken enough for 2 days. Worms came into it. The second law, look, don't go out there on the Sabbath. Don't go out on the Sabbath looking for manna. I don't know who was in this group. Skillet and Leroy must have been. Somebody must have been in there. But they went out there. Looking for manna. He said it wasn't going to be there. And you know, they didn't listen with their hearts. You know, the scripture says in Proverbs 20, look at Proverbs 29 real quick. Proverbs 29 and verse 1. Proverbs 29 and verse 1. He that being often reproved, hardening his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. God said, if you continue to have a hard head, if you continue to refuse to listen to what I tell you to do, if you continue to disobey and disregard the commands that I give you, he said that he that does this shall suddenly be destroyed. And the whole idea is that without remedy, that there's not going to be any medicine or any cure to take care of it because of disobedience. And as I think about some explanations why people don't listen with their heart, what are some explanations as to why people don't listen with their heart? And I have identified 6 types of listeners. First of all, there is the unruly listener. And this is a person who just rebels against what they hear. Like these guys, like the Israelites. They heard what God said. They heard God lay down the law. They heard God said, this is the way it would come. This is the way the manna would flow. They heard it, but the way God addresses them, where he says that you continue to rebel. This was no accident. This was no mistake. That they were intent in their heart as far as disregarding what God said. They didn't want to obey. They didn't want to heed the words of the Lord, but they wanted to do their own thing. And there's a lot of folk like that today. They know what God says. They know what the word of God says. But you know what? They said they don't care. I remember the other church that I pastored at, there was one of the guys who was a deacon in the church, and he had some issues. He came up to me. I was sitting in my car, and he's standing out there. First of all, he was smoking a cigarette, and he was blowing it right in my car, And I said, well, you know, brother so-and-so, I said, this is what, and my wife was sitting right there. So she was sitting in the passenger side. I said, brother so-and-so, I said, this is what the word of God says. This is what he told me. Reverend, I don't care what the Bible says. This is what I believe. See, right here, unruly listener, rebellious listener. And see, some of us are not as bold as he was to say that. You know, some of us are not, let's be honest, we're not as bold. We would not get up in the pastor's, lean over in the pastor's car, smoking a square, blowing smoke in his ride, and say, I don't care what the Bible says, this is what I believe. Now, some of us are not that bold, but we continue in a quiet way to act out that very thing. We continue in our own way to say, well, you know what? I'm not going to be bold, and I'm not going to say this outwardly, but in our hearts, we say, this is that might be what the Bible says, but this is what I believe. And so what, at that point, we are an unruly listener. Now, I would have to believe that everybody heard the commands. Look at, let's see, I think it's verse 4, 5, 6, somewhere around there. Oh, verse 3. What the children said in verse 3, would to God that we had died in Egypt. I was looking because I had read it. Look at verse 9. There it goes. Verse 9. And Moses spake unto Aaron, say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, say unto all of them. Look, just don't bring the elders. Don't bring the teens. Don't just bring the children. Don't just bring the men. Just don't bring the women. But all the congregation of Israel. And so everybody heard this. Everybody understood it. But yet and still there were people that day who shook their finger in God's face and said, I don't care what you say. I'm going to take enough for 2 days. I don't care what you say. I'm going to go out on the seventh day, and I'm going to look for manna on the seventh day. And God, the Bible says God was angry because they did that. Rebellion was intent in their heart. My brothers and sisters, what about your listening? See, sometimes listening is more than just hearing with the ears. Listening is sometimes opening up your heart and hearing with your heart. And if you refuse to do that, you are missing the message that God has for you. Even sometimes in our families, if people are speaking to us and we don't have the patience to listen, then we say, okay, we can see how we are unruly with God. And how that we don't listen and we don't obey when God is speaking. But sometimes even in our own families. And once again, you know, I say this. You know, I got to raise my hand because I know that this is the camp that I fall in sometimes. You know, I hear sometimes things that are being said from family members. And I just walk away. And I don't necessarily deal with them all the time. And so at that point, I do become an unruly listener, a disobedient listener, even when it comes from people around us. I like the story that I heard about Chuck Swindoll. Chuck Swindoll, he found himself going around with a lot of commitments and not a whole lot of time. And many times he got nervous and, you know, he was a little testy about it. And when he entered into relationships with his family, he was short with them. He didn't spend a lot of time and came to the dinner table. He would eat his food real fast and then get on to the next thing. And then he shares, he says, I remember one evening after supper, his daughter came to him and she wanted to tell him something. And this was important. It was something that had happened at school that day. And she said to him, she said, Daddy, she said, I want to tell you something and I'll tell you really fast.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were challenged by today's teaching. Tune in next time for the conclusion of A Hard Head. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of today's teaching, A Hard Head, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request A Hard Head, or program number 060205. That's 877-831-5060 and request A Hard Head, or program number 060205. Today's teaching was part 3 of our 9-part series titled, What We Have is a Failure to Communicate. The entire series is made available by request. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus Radio Program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus Radio Program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15208. We here at Anchored in Jesus would like to invite you to come and be our guest this Sunday at Bethany Baptist Church. Service starts at 10:30. For directions or further details, not only pertaining to our Sunday morning worship service, but also the various other services at the Bethany Center each week, and training opportunities offered through the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, refer to bethanybaptist-pgh.org. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, is taken from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.